listening to Meg, it's Cognitive Dissonance, and I'm here at the Got Your Six party on location in Tampa, the RNC, and I'm standing here with Senator John McCain. So
yes.
Thank you for taking the time to speak with us,
sure.
Senator. We appreciate it.
Pleasure.
What do you think of this event? I'm curious.
I think it's a great event. Thanks to A&E and other sponsors. It's a lot of this money and effort will go into helping veterans find jobs. I think there's nothing more worthy than that. So I'm very happy to be here, and I'm glad they invited Megan.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a veteran myself, so I've seen a lot of the struggles that my fellow vets have, and myself finishing up, say, degrees in the GI Bill, this kind of thing.
Yep.
What do you think private organizations can do, say, in conjunction with the U.S. government or state governments to help veterans?
Well, I think that government needs to help out, but private enterprise, one thing that's been pretty successful is if all the businesses get together and have these job fairs.
Mm-hmm.
That has been rather successful in getting veterans hired. But the fact is, it's a national disgrace that veterans' unemployment is 14%.
Mm-hmm.
That's a national disgrace. And we've got to try to find more ways and better ways to hire veterans. And that has got to be our highest priority. That's why organizations like this I strongly support.
Yeah, and one of the things that I've seen in the campaign thus far in 2012 is, even though we're currently fighting, you know, two wars, we have the military all over the world, veterans' issues don't seem to be a keynote of the campaign.
No, because it's jobs in the economy, but that also is connected to veterans. But also in campaigns, there's conflicting views. There's really no conflicting views between Republicans and Democrats about the importance of caring for our veterans.
Mm-hmm. And if you could give one piece of advice to the two candidates running, so both candidates, Mitt Romney and Barack Obama, and I know you ran against Barack Obama.
No, the advice I would have is that remember the men and women who have served. Remember that the suicide rate amongst our men and women in the military is unconscionably high.
Mm-hmm.
And this whole issue of PTSD is an issue we don't know enough about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much, Senator. I appreciate
it.
And thank you for your service.
Thank you.